They went to the kitchen and fished around for some appetizing canned goods. In their exploration, Justin called out from the back of the kitchen. Apparently, there was a door leading down into a basement that had been turned into an impressive wine cellar. Forgetting the food for the moment, the three of them wandered down and looked through stacks and stacks of wine.
"I don't think they'll miss a few of these, eh?"
Derek said with a laugh.
"We need to keep our heads clear," Justin said firmly. "It's fine. No one is going to find us here. Would you just relax for once in your life? Shit, this is why you don't have any friends."
Stephanie looked at Derek from between the space and some wine bottles and shook her head. Derek mouthed the word, "What?" to her and shrugged.
"I have friends,"
Justin said quietly in an oddly subdued voice.
"Name one,"
Derek said. Justin looked around himself for a moment, then reached out and grabbed a bottle of wine by the neck. Sliding it out from its place, he took it with him as he went back up the stairs to the kitchen. Stephanie rounded the wine rack she'd been behind and slapped Derek on the shoulder.
"That was mean. Why would you say that?"
"There's a lot you don't know, beautiful. I didn't say anything we both didn't already know."
"Doesn't mean you have to be a jerk about it,"
she said, and pushed two wine bottles against his chest. Derek quickly accepted them before they dropped to the ground. She went up the stairs after Justin, leaving Derek there with his arms full of wine, wondering what just happened. He thought it was funny. Shrugging, he reached out to grab one more red that looked delicious and headed back up to the kitchen. Kicking the door closed with his foot, he saw Stephanie in the other room with Justin speaking softly to him. Derek was actually quite taken by her. Her disapproval of his behavior stung, and he didn't want it to cause a rift between them. So trying to be the better man, he decided to try and fix it.
"Justin,"
he said. The two of them turned to him. Derek set the wine on the counter and stood all of the bottles upright. When he was sure nothing was going to tip over and crash to the floor, he turned to face them.
"I'm sorry for what I said, okay? It was a low blow."
"I'm just trying to keep us alive, man,"
Justin said, and tipped back the bottle he'd taken. Apparently, he must have ripped the cork free with his teeth, because there wasn't a wine opener anywhere inside.